The new school term has today been characterized by low learner turnout at most of the schools in different parts of the country. Here in Kampala, at Ernest Primary School in Kisugu in Kampala's Makindye Division, the head teacher, Ivan Wafula, says election losses by some politicians in this area during the recent polls affected the learner turnout on the first day. Wafula says most of the pupils were being supported through bursaries offered by some politicians who have since abandoned this responsibility.
But the turnout is very low. At this school, we have the total number of 600 students, but today we have only 10. I don't blame the parents, but the blame goes to the entire general country, whereby the economy and the country is just from the elections. I think it has affected the parents, and at the school, we have also been affected by the past elections, whereby we had a candidate who used to offer bursaries to our pupils here. I think it's one of also which has hindered the parents not have brought their children at any time.
Angela Kisolo, the head teacher at Nakasero Primary School, also shares her day's experience.
Condition affects it very well. The period of time that we are supposed to cover in a term is specified by the Ministry of Education. Now, every one day that you miss without being there or attending to the children, there is some content that is supposed to be covered. That particular day, sorry, you lag behind. If you're a teacher, you may not even manage to finish the syllabus. If you're a child, you won't find when your friends are already gone. But for us here, we start on day one.
From Eastern Uganda at Nabumali Primary School in Mbale District, the head teacher, Margaret Nabude, also laments over low learner turnout, blaming it on the changes in reporting dates.
Since the official reporting for all schools, but ours started coming on Sunday, and the turnout is not that good. The confusion came in because of the communication that came in from the government that put the official date to 10. And again, last evening, there was, some social media reporting that schools are reopening 31st February. So I asked the parents whether February has 31 days. But that kind of confusion is what affected. But I think also the finances are not that good.
However, in Jinja, it's been a slightly different story. The Jinja City Education Officer, Paul Balilaine, has noted that the learners' turnout on day one has this time increased compared to the previous years. According to Balilaine, schools in the city registered more than 50% of the expected number of learners on the first day. He attributes this big turnout of the learners to the extension of the commencement date of term one. Balilani explained that parents had enough time to spend with their children at home and were able to plan for their early reporting to school. The first school term that officially opened today will run for 89 days until May the 1st.